Brittany Griner is one of the best basketball players in the WNBA. Some consider, well, one article I was reading consider her the greatest WNBA player of all time. But she is one of the best. So if you don't, go ahead.
Is that the lady that said she could beat DeMarcus Cousins?
Yes.
Okay.
She's the 6'9 center from Baylor, who now plays for the Phoenix Mercury. I think she has two or three. I know she has two titles. She may have three titles. She plays with Donna Taurasi and now Skylar Diggins, Smith Diggins. I don't remember her maiden name, I mean, her marriage name, so excuse me for that. But if you don't know, on February 17th, Brittany Griner was arrested in a Russian airport going through customs because they found cartridges of hashish and hashish oil in her luggage. And she was detained. So this happened on February 17th. We didn't find out until coming to mid-March what was going on with Brittany Griner. So that is kind of an eyebrow raiser. But one of the biggest things about this is Brittany Griner was arrested in Russia in a time now where Russia has invaded. Who the hell they invaded? Yeah, Ukraine. There you go. I slipped my mind just that quick. I don't know why I want to say Yugoslavia. I'm tripping, man. But they invaded Ukraine. So Brittany Griner is in Russia, and a lot of people fear for her safety as far as being it being backlash against Americans, because Americans are not very favorable in Russia right now. And especially, she black. She's a 6'9 black person. She stands out. Now, one of the things about this is Brittany Griner is taking this like an adult. She is not blaming anybody. She is being responsible for her actions and not even trying to fight back or say or try to counter to say she didn't do anything wrong. She's taking it like a G. But one of the things about it, though, is it's been a lot of uproar from people in the black community because some feeling that this subject isn't covered as thorough as other subjects. I've seen articles saying, suggesting that nobody knew what was going on with Brittany Griner. But according to the article that I was reading, the Russian officials have been in constant contact with her legal team. Now, one thing that is going on in this is Brittany Griner's legal team has been in contact with her, but no other, from my understanding, no other Americans from any representation of America has been in contact with Brittany Griner herself outside of the legal team. And that's according to TASS, which is a Russian newspaper. But according to The Root, because I literally just found this article, it's an article on The Root, and I'll read a little bit of this for you. It's saying Brittany Griner finally gets access to U.S. consulate. So Brittany Griner is okay for now, according to the U.S. And that's one thing I forgot to mention. She, according to the article, Brittany Griner's fine. She ain't really got no issues or anything. Nothing's going bad. So it's saying that she said she was okay, according to the article. But like this is saying, too, she's okay for now, according to U.S. officials who finally got access to the WNBA star who's been detained in Russia for the last month. CNN reported that a staffer from the American embassy in Russia had met with Griner in person on Tuesday, and that she was in good condition despite being incarcerated for the past month without access to family, friends, American lawyers, or counselor officials during that time. It says, from CNN, the embassy officials was granted consular access to Brittany Griner on Tuesday. According to Price, the first official government access given to Griner since she had been detained by Russia since mid-February. We were able to check on her condition. We will continue to work very closely with her legal team, with her broader network to see that she is treated fairly. So I know I read something earlier to say that her detainment has been extended March through April. And they're looking for a date for her to go to trial. And if they don't come up with a date for her to go to trial, that date that she's detained will be extended. So she is facing real legal legal charges and real criminal stuff, which could lead, from what I was reading, could lead up to 10 years in prison. So she may or may not have to serve time. We don't know. Hopefully, you know, she don't. But, you know, like I said, she's being a good sport about it. She's not trying to blame anybody else or throw off the accountability. She understands what's going on. So, you know, that in a nutshell, that's what's going on with Brittany Griner. What are your, you look like you got some thoughts. What are your thoughts, my brother?
You said she was detained on February 17th?
Yep.
And then, you know, they invaded Ukraine, I believe it was February 22nd.
Yeah, she was locked. She was incarcerated when they invaded.
I don't know. It's a lot going through my head. On the one hand, I'm like, well, you know, the Russians have been trying to cause civil unrest and all sorts of other issues in America for a long time. And we know from the 2016 election that a lot of the pro-black social movements were sponsored, created, and ran in some cases by Russians.
Because, yeah, they were intrigued and they were in conjunction with the communism and some of the communist parties. Now, what's interesting about that when you learn about some of the stories is over time, a lot of these groups, they cut ties with the communist groups because they realized that the communists didn't overall have their best interests at hand. It was just communists had a objective and the black people could help them reach their objective.
Right. But I still think, you know, like I said, on one hand, it's still, it's like, it could still be a part of this larger plan to weaken America.
Yeah.
You know, because so, and in that sense, it's not, it's just that, you know, Brittany, like you said, she's a 6'9" black person, a tall black woman. And they know that, you know, black people are watching, especially celebrities and athletes and figures like that. If anything go wrong, you know, they can play that card to try to put some pressure. So I'm thinking about it on that lens and that way. And then in another way, though, I'm also like,
you're not alone in that thought, though. A lot of people are thinking that way, too. A lot of people are hoping that she isn't being used as a political pawn.
But my thing is, if that is the way she's being used, then you don't play the game. You don't get wrapped up in the politics of it and start yelling and screaming and all of this other shit. You just kind of, you know what I'm saying? You kind of, as a black person in America, you sit back and you just let whatever happen. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's usually our only choice.
Right. But, you know, if they want to ratchet up pressure, if they're like, because I know there are a lot of people that feel compelled to speak out and raise issues and make it an issue. And my thing is, if you really feel like Russia is using her as a political ploy, then you raising issues and making noise is playing the Russian game. So it's kind of like you win a spot. You know, sometimes you got to play by not playing.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting all around. I don't know. I got questions though.
Ask them. We got time. Ask them. That's why we here.
I'm still like, why are athletes getting caught? Why are prominent people getting caught doing like irresponsible shit?
Yeah, that was very irresponsible of her to try to get through customs with vapes of hashish. That wasn't smart at all. So she didn't help herself in the situation. But one of the scariest things is, for, you know, nobody knew she was incarcerated for almost a month. That's one of the scariest things. That's the position she put herself in.
Right.
You had a whole country of people who had no idea what was going on with her.
Right. And that's where I go back to, like, why were you that area? First off, when you're going into any country, you should know the relations your native country has with that country.
You should know, because this ain't your first trip, because she is one of the many WNBA players who go to Russia in the WNBA offseason to play ball, to earn more money, because I think according to this, she make up about $1.5 million for the UMCC team in Moscow, whose name I can't say, Ektar Bingberg, but so, whatever. But UMCC Moscow team, she make $1.5 million. She is one of the many WNBA players who go to Russia to play in the offseason because they make way more money.
Well, to me, that sounds like she just got comfortable then.
Yeah, because $664,544 in the WNBA versus $1.5 million in Russia. So.
Yeah, she probably just like got comfortable. She done made this trip so many times. She done probably had it. I'm not going to say she has, but it wouldn't surprise me if she's traveled with it in her bag before and then, you know, didn't get caught. Or it just, to me, it seemed like once you say that, it seemed like she was just like way too comfortable.
She was wild.
She was.
She was wild. She was wild. She didn't help herself. Now, the Russians have been assholes about this a bit. Not totally, but a bit.
Well, and it's Russia.
And it's not been safe for her a lot, but you can't put yourself in these positions. So, you know, the trial has been, she's awaiting trial. Gonna see how much time they give her. Because, you know, her being a high profile American could also factor in, like you say, if we go with the scenario you put up, like, okay, they want to use her as a political pawn. All right, we're going to give her 10 years unless y'all do this.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely going to factor in. I had no doubts about that.
Because, you know, right now, you got the WNBA and all these other groups. We fully support Brittany Griner. I mean, verbally, yeah.
I mean, I support her getting home, but at this point, with black people, look, man, first off, the relationship that the USA has with whatever country you're going into, know the laws and the legal situation, the economic, the social, and all of those situations with the country you're going into, and don't put yourself in bad situations.
Yeah. But like I say, at least she's not trying to blame anybody else for this. At least she understands that she put herself in a bad situation. And it could get worse. It could get worse because, like I say, a lot of people are fearing for the safety of her and other Americans who are still in Russia right now, because it could be anti-American backlash and also anti-black backlash going at them. So.
Well, they're gonna have to deal anti-black backlash wherever they at, but
it's gonna be ratcheted up.
That situation in Russia ain't.
Yeah, I mean the backlash gonna be ratcheted up because of what's going on right now. So,
I mean, like I said, I can't even. It's like I'm not one of them disingenuous people that's gonna. I'm not even that empathetic at this point where I could say, you know, I feel bad for. I do hope, she gets home.
Yeah.
Like I hope she gets home, but that's really all I got for it.
Yeah. I mean, it won't be cool if she have to spend, you know, time in a Russian prison, but you know, you can't be trying to take drugs through customs. Customs? After 9/11? Come on, babe. Come on.
I wouldn't be trying to take shit into Russia. I'm buying everything when I get there, and I'm leaving it there when I leave.
Now, one of the things that kind of got me, though, is I've seen a lot of posts of black people who are outraged at white media outlets who are not covering the story the way they want it to. And my thing is, well, why aren't you covering the story the way you want to?
That's just more black people looking for a reason to be. What do you expect?
look, okay, so yeah, but that's a great question. So they don't somebody in the WNBA can do something all-time great. You won't hear about it on any news outlet. If you don't go searching for it, you're not gonna find it.
Right.
So like they haven't talked about this Brittany Griner situation, from my understanding, on none of these popular sports talk shows, not once. They've talked more about LeBron and the Lakers not making the playoffs than they have about Brittany Griner being locked up in Russia. So if us as black people want to get the story out, we got to share it. We have to get it out.
Right.
Make some noise.
But on another level, because I'm over the silly black people that's like, white people don't talk about us. What do you expect? Do you really expect white people to talk about your black ass? But beyond that, unless it fits some narrative that they got that's beneficial for them, but beyond that, you don't even talk about the WNBA. Like, where are all of the black people championing the WNBA, period?
And they don't exist like that. They don't exist. The WNBA has a small critical mass that supports it, and the NBA. So everybody who's mad about everything with the WNBA, 80% of them don't support it.
Right. So I'm like, man, this is just people on social media looking for something to tweet at so that they could say they was in the know before it became popular. Get the fuck out of here.
If you want people to know about what's going on with Brittany Griner, just do what we're doing right now. Turn on the camera and talk about it. And then after you talk about it, make sure you put it out so everybody can see it. That's how you bring attention to things like this that's going on with Brittany Griner. And guess what? When you see something like this, share it.
They don't want to do nothing but complain. That's all they want.
Hey, man. We're going to. At some point, we got to start winning the complaint Olympics and the victim Olympics. At some point, we got to stop doing it. Hey, one thing I learned about life, I learned the hard way. What I learned about life is it's up to you. Nobody's going to save you but you. It's up to you. Life is going to give you back what you give it.